Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. My online cucky hobby. Oh, this is a really interesting little thing that happened between us recently. You know, he's a loser. He's got a little 3-inch clitty. I don't know if it's 2 inches or 3 inches. He sent me a picture of it, and I keep a little picture of it in my cell phone. I show it to my girlfriends all the time. Sometimes I email it to them, and we all chuckle about it. It's so cute. It is so cute, just like he is. He is addicted to Miss Mandy. Not only is he addicted to me, he spoils me. He sucks my boyfriend's cock. He likes to see me pleasured and happy by other men, of course. And of course, I never have sex with him. Well, this past weekend, I needed to get my summer house set up. We've been working on it on and off. I don't know if you've been reading any of my other stories, but I had taken a trip down to Love Ladies, where our beach house is. But this weekend, my husband was supposed to come along and help me, but he never came home from Chicago. He had an extended business meeting. So I asked my hunk of a boyfriend if he would help me get that patio furniture up so I could, you know, get ready for the 4th of July weekend, actually. I ordered a bunch of beach chairs, and oh, I had stacks of these beautiful soft microfiber beach towels. I went to Blue Mercury, and I've got a basket full of sunscreen and tanning lotion and fake tan, you name it, everything for the summer. Shampoos, so that all the bathrooms would have plenty of stuff for my company. Well, anyway, getting back to what I was saying. So we went to Whole Foods, my boyfriend, my real man boyfriend and I, and we picked up a lot of organic vegetables and fruit so I could have my salads. And we packed up the car. He packed up all my new Victoria's Secret bathing suits and things I had gotten ready for the summer to take, you know, down to the shore house. And we threw the top down in the car, and we got on the Garden State Parkway and made our way down to the shore. And turns out that my online cucky hubby called me on my cell phone, actually while we were driving down to the shore house. And it seems that he met a girl, and he wanted us all to get together. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So anyway, my real man boyfriend, I just can't leave it like this. I have to tell you, he was wearing these skin tight jeans, and he just looked incredible. Oh my goodness. He had on an Armani t-shirt. His arms, he's got these major biceps. I mean, they just bulge like crazy. And his jeans, they're all frayed, and in the front where his rubs against the front of the jeans. You know, it's all worn away, I guess, just from the size of that monster cock of his. And he is a hunk, I think. I'm going to send a picture into GQ and see if they want to use him on the cover. I mean, every girl would want this guy. He is 6'4". He's got a 46-inch chest, 34-inch hips, and a cock that goes on forever. These long legs. I mean, he's got a tight ass and six-pack abs. I love this guy. He is hot. I also want to tell you that I do love my online cucky hobby. He is very special to me. And he's such a loser, and he makes me so happy. So we went down to the Shore House. My real man boyfriend got the patio set up. And my online cucky hubby called me back. So anyway, here was the plan. We were going to go out to dinner, the four of us. Me, my real man boyfriend, my online cucky hubby, and his new lady friend. So we all met that night at this new restaurant down at Love Ladies. I mean, it was the perfect summer night. You can eat outside there. It overlooks the water. They have umbrellas. The sun was setting. I love these lobsters. I mean, everybody makes a fuss about it. I don't get messy eating these lobsters. So we got lobsters and margaritas, and we were just laughing and having such a good time. And the guys went off to the bathroom, and his girlfriend wanted to know if it was true what they say about black men. So I said, honey, they don't say enough about black men. I love guys with big cocks. And my black boyfriend, my real man boyfriend, you know, is black, of course. And he has the most amazing cock you ever wanted to see. Well, anyway, the guys returned to the table. I was laughing like crazy, and I had to tell them, guess what she said? I said she wanted to know if what they said about black men was true. So it turns out my online cucky hubby said, yes, it's true. Of course it's true. And she looked stunned. She said, how do you know? And he said, Mandy, tell her how I know. So I said, listen. I said, listen, your date loves my real man boyfriend's big black cock. It's beautiful. It's thick. He sucks it. He watches him fuck me. By the way, your new boyfriend also spoils me, buys me gifts, and, you know, basically, he's just a loser. So she got kind of red in the face. And I said, would you like to try his big dick? Well, here, you know, here's another thing. I asked my online cucky hubby about this, and he said that she'd really only been with, like, him and one other guy. And I guess the other guy was sort of, he was a little bit bigger than my online cucky hubby, but he was, you know, it was thin, like 5 inches and thin. I mean, still not a good cock. So she really never had a real man. And even when my online cucky hubby uses oral on her, you know, licks or whatever, she doesn't really like that because she's, you know, a little shy about sex. Well, anyway, we went back to the beach house. We made more drinks. I mean, none of us was really feeling any pain. And she was getting all worked up. I mean, she really wanted to experience a big cock. I brought her into the bedroom. We were all kind of stripped down naked. And first, I had my online cocky hubby suck him off. And she was stunned. He took that big black cock and he sucked it and made it even bigger. And I think the best part was seeing how much he wanted to do it. Then she got on the bed. She had been kissing my boyfriend. I mean, it was really turning me on seeing them go at it, seeing my online cucky hubby sucking him while she was kissing him. Meanwhile, my real man boyfriend picks her up, tosses her on the bed. She spreads her legs open. I mean, she just couldn't wait. And my online cucky hubby took his big fat cock and slid it right into her pussy. Well, she didn't waste any time just going crazy. She was looking at us, looking at my online cucky hubby, telling him, you know, you are a loser. You have never made me feel like this. I mean, she was like, she had a multiple orgasm. It was really worth the whole thing. I mean, she went crazy for his big cock, and I really can't blame her because it is big and it is delicious. So, my online cucky hubby, you know what he did? He spoiled me. He gave me cash for my birthday. It's coming up July 15th. Oh, and by the way, you know, I was wearing that hypnotic poison that he bought me, the Dior perfume, and he said he was going to buy me some more perfume for my birthday. And his poor girlfriend. Oh, did I mention that he told me that while they have sex, he thinks about me? About me calling him a loser. You know why? Because he's a little dick loser. But I love my online cucky hubby. He makes me very, very happy. And I know he's going to be having a lot more fun with me this summer at the beach house because we're all going to be there. And maybe I'll even let my real man boyfriend pleasure his girlfriend again. Ooh, an online cucky hubby, you better lick her pussy clean. Get all that nasty cum out of her, loser. Loser. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye from Mandy.